following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Andre Johnson, permission to seek a trade. His teammate certainly acting like he's a goner. J.J. Watt tweets this afternoon, legend. A picture of Andre Johnson is encapsulated in the tweets.
Sports Center is brought to you by True Car. If you're in the market for a new car and want to have an amazing new experience buying it, you need to check out True Car. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Download the True Car app today.
A big Buffalo County fair welcome to Alabama.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man.
Coming to the Buffalo County Fair on July 24th, the legendary Alabama.
Oh, play me some mountain music.
Alabama's 40-year career has produced 43 number one singles, including 21 number one hits in a row.
I'm in a hurry to get things done.
Alabama's music continues to reach country fans of all generations.
I'm guilty of love in the first degree. Song, song of the South, sweet potato pie and a shut my mouth.
Get tickets starting March 20th on etix.com. Don't miss Alabama Friday, July 24th at the Buffalo County Fair.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Live from the KXPN Sports Office, I'm Randy Bushcutter, and we have breaking news on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, Merritt, what do you got?
Thanks, Randy. We have breaking news on a possible change to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Jared Crick tweeted yesterday, "Join me and my guest, Doug Duda, on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow morning. We'll discuss politics, weather, and life in general. Maybe some sports."
We are projecting that this will be the end of the Doug and Daddy Show as we know it.
It is believed that KXPN and KICS owners needed to make a big splash in signing a host, like the best host last year in the NFL.
But after Levante David said no, then we got Jared Crick.
So we proudly present the Jared Crick Show.
Live from the Midway Auto Broadcast booth, it's the Jared Crick Show. And former Doug and Daddy host, Doug Duda. Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Crick.
Yeah, it's like the 40th anniversary of Saturday Night Live, and it's like the second ever Jared Crick Show. You can tell our budget's pretty good, Crickster.
Oh, yeah.
Because we really re-upped it from the last time.
I would take the second edition of the Jared Crick Show over the 40th anniversary of SNL any day of the week.
Jared Crick, folks, is in with us for the next hour here. It's his show. He does what he wants, and we're going to have some great guests. Adam Carriker is set to join us here momentarily, former Husker. He played with the Rams and the Redskins. And he's a huge WWE fan, crazy guy. So last night, he's probably, what is it, Raw that's on Monday night now? So he's probably coming down from a 12-hour energy drink high. We're also going to talk with J.J. Watt, your teammate, find out how you've made him an all-pro and the cover boy for everything. And we might even go into space a little bit later on. You've got some cool connections, and that's awesome. We're going to also talk about what you're up to. So you're back here in Nebraska just for a small amount of time to see the home folks, huh?
Yep, back in town, see the, you know, my mom. She's a teacher, so I'm going to go see her kids. Probably not going to be surprised anymore, but go check them out. Obviously, it's going to be fun, you know, hanging out with family and get back into some cold weather. It's been too hot. Need a little bit of a negative weather.
You said all the snow was in Texas, man.
Yeah, Dallas, other Texas, Houston, H-Town's always going to be, you know, perfect weather. Although it's been a little chilly. I mean, it's been 50 degrees, which is like -5 to them. So it's been cold, but can't beat Nebraska cold.
Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the program, you can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. That's at ESPN 1460 1550. The Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. at ESPNSuperStation.com. You can always buzz us on the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. Doug Duda, I used to be the host of this show, but now it's the Jared Crick Show. So, Crick, you want to introduce our first guest today?
All right, well, the first guest today is going to be a guy that I looked up to ever since I was in high school. Did great things at Nebraska, did great things in the NFL, and really been a good, you know, role model for a guy like myself, just someone to look up to, and has done all the right things. Unfortunately, he's had a bad injury, you know, the past couple years that he's been fighting. But, you know, real excited to have him on, a guy who I was on his radio show once, so it'd only be right to have him on mine. So, Adam Carricker.
Adam, good morning. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing great. Are you still doing the radio show?
No, I haven't done that for a while now. So I asked him a bunch of wrestling questions. So I wondered if you guys are going to ask me wrestling questions. My show was, you know, a lot of it was pro wrestling at the time. So,
well, we know you're big. We figure, what is it, Monday night's Raw now? I mean, were you up all night checking out Raw last night? Now they have a special subscription channel where it's pay for you like $9 a month. You can watch all the wrestling you want. Are you all into that?
I have the WWE Network. I do have it. Basically, a pay-per-view costs like $65. So if you get the network, you basically get all the pay-per-views except two free every year. As far as Monday Night Raw, I got a wife that's not such a fan of wrestling. So I have to DVR it and watch it when she is not around. So Crick, I haven't seen it yet.
Crick, did you get into this?
Yeah, man. When I first, you know, when Adam first had me on his show, I didn't watch any wrestling, so I kind of felt bad because I didn't know really what to say. I knew what Jake the Snake Roberts, and you know, I didn't really know the intricacies of anything. But when I was a rookie, or second year in the league, I had a teammate, Earl Mitchell, big WWE fan, took us to a pay-per-view that was in Houston, and it was the TLC, which is, you know, the table, ladders, and chairs. It had John Cena and Randy Orton. And after that, I started to watch a little more because, you know, Randy Orton had won the titles. I didn't realize that they were combining titles or anything like that. So, and it was a lot of fun. The atmosphere really made it for me. I started to get into it a little bit more and more. And now, you know, I don't watch it every week, but, you know, I try and keep up with the stories. I like Randy Orton, obviously Brock Lesnar, who, you know, makes it real for me. You know, it's a lot of fun to watch those kind of guys. And, you know, WrestleMania is obviously coming up. So, yeah, I, too, have the WWE Network, man.
Adam, how many of these guys you know? Are you friends? Are you pals with any of them?
I mean, I've met like John Cena, The Miz, Hogan. I don't know that I'm pals with them. The guys that I'm probably the closest with, and I could say, you know, who I'm friends with, would be guys like Bill Goldberg. If you go into TNA, like Ken Anderson and Abyss, and things of that nature. So I've had the privilege of meeting a lot of these guys. And the ones that are football fans are the ones that tend to, hey, how you doing? And they, you know, we'll exchange numbers and things of that nature. So,
and of course, ESPN's Jonathan Coachman from Washburn University in Kansas. Yeah. He was big on the wrestling circuit. And now, ESPN Radio and ESPN Television host. So, I see a lot more guys that are venturing out from WWE or whatever sanction you want to use to get in professional life. Now, Jonathan Stewart from The Daily Show evidently made a special appearance last night. So guys can make special appearances at all time. Crick, if they have this in Houston, would you be willing to make a special appearance at WWE event?
I mean, I probably wouldn't be able to do it alone because I'd freeze on the mic, but I'd have to have someone else come in and do the talking. I'd try and be the enforcer, but that'd be awesome. I mean, if that ever happened, obviously I'd probably have to have, you know, JJ with me and for people to really care.
Adam, you ever been in the ring?
No, I've never actually been in the ring. I mean, we've had close seats, right up close a couple of times. Never actually been in the ring. But I think Crick could make a great heel. And if you don't know, that's a bad guy. Defensive guys and defensive linemen just naturally make great heels in pro wrestling, I think.
I completely agree, man. You know, if I were to do that, I'd absolutely do that. I like Randy Orton. He's the kind of he kind of makes it for me. I really like it, you know, what he does. And if I were a wrestler, I'd like to try to, you know, kind of be like him. How he just doesn't listen to anybody, something like that. But yeah, I agree, man. What about you? What would you do?
I think I'd be okay on the mic. I think I would, I don't know. It would depend on what they want to do with me. Like, if they want to do one of these cheesy storylines, like when they took Hulk Hogan in the early 90s and they made him Mr. America or something like that. Like, I would say, no, I'm going to be a bad guy. Like, I'm not doing that crap.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, if they want to make me like a Stone Cold, almost like the anti-hero hero, hey, I could get into that.
Former Husker Adam Carriker joins us here. For folks that don't know, Adam actually was born in Hastings before moving out and getting his high school career and then coming back to Nebraska. Adam, what about – let's talk a little football here for a minute because your career, as Jared said, was just plagued by injuries. Is it totally done now, or would you be looking to play any level of football, or are you totally done with football?
Well, we'll see what happens. The Veteran Combine, this is the first year they're ever do it, and so I've been invited to go to the Veteran Combine, so I'm going to be doing that. We'll see what happens. So we'll see what happens. I feel good. I just need an opportunity for somebody to see me, and I got the invite last Friday. So I feel pretty optimistic. All I need is someone to see me, and now a lot of people are going to see me.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I didn't hear about that until the other day, and, you know, Adam was first name to come to mind, you know, and, you know, I think it'll be a great thing. He'll obviously kill it. He's a, you know, physical freak, and obviously he works hard enough to where, you know, he's going to be able to do great things. I still think he has a great, you know, potential, you know, a future in the league. So, you know, we'd love to have you in Houston, man, if that was any possibility for you. I mean, you know, we'd love it, you know.
That'd be fine with me. You guys got a hellacious defense down there, so. That, I think that's something that could work out well. Why don't you get your GM on the phone and start chatting me up?
Oh, man, if I had his number, I'd send it to you right now, but I'm too low on the totem pole right now.
Adam, for the fans that haven't heard this, what exactly, because you said this is the first time, what actually is the Veteran Combine? What are they going to be looking for? Are they putting you through the same things as the rookies?
There's actually, I mean, it's less than 3 weeks away, and there's still a lot of question marks about it. They just let me know Friday. They just let everyone know Friday, so you don't have a whole lot of time to prepare. The rookie combine, you got like 6 to 8 weeks. And they sent us a list of things that we're doing. You got like the 40, the broad, the vert, the 20-yard shuttle, the three-cone, things of that nature. I think you literally fly in, you do the on-field work, and it's not like the rookie combine where you're there for 3 or 4 days and you see the doctors and you do testing and the psych evals and all of the interviews. I think it's just literally the on-field test, just to get guys' exposure, and so teams can look at a bunch of guys at once. It's about 100 guys who aren't signed at the moment, and then if a team's more interested in you, then they can bring you in and they can do all that other stuff when they bring you into where they're at.
Adam, you weren't on the field at the same time as Crick at Nebraska, and he just kind of talked about looking up to you. By the way, I want to point folks to Husker Online, because with recruiting season here, they kind of went back over the years, and they've got a picture of the Cozad boys your senior year in high school, Crick. I think I'd find that, and I'd burn that.
Yeah, I remember that day, too, because I had like a 79 jersey and I wore 24 in high school. So I was really upset. And, you know, Sean Callahan came in and he was the one that pretty much said that, you know, oh, you're probably going to play O-line in college. And I was like, nah, man, I'm a tight end. Cause I thought I was going to play tight end at the time. And, you know, I was kind of upset about it. My hair was looking ridiculous. And obviously you have the high school acne, stuff like that. And, oh man, I agree. I saw that. I was embarrassed. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking when I was in high school.
Yeah. But you were a good looking cat then.
I tried. I did my best.
Adam, what did you see from Crick when he showed up in Nebraska?
It was interesting, the scheme they ran. And, of course, I don't know all the plays they were calling, but it seemed like there was a lot more of kind of control the block or almost too gappish type stuff. Like, and once again, I don't know exactly what they were doing, but that's just kind of what it looked like. And him and Sue, they just made like a million tackles. I've never seen a defensive tackle make so many tackles in my life. Like, it was an absurd amount of tackles, and I believe it just points to how good that they both were, especially within the scheme that they were working with.
Yeah, you were right. I mean, we ran we both had two gap from two techniques, so we were head up on the guards for, you know, people who somewhat know what we're talking about. But, yeah, and like you said, we just kind of made it, you know, an emphasis to be, you know, the most athletic, you know, defensive tackles in the league. And, you know, obviously Sue was a physical freak. And, you know, I was just kind of a sidekick at the time, just trying to make a name for myself. So, you know, you have the mindset every snap that, you know, you're going to make every tackle. And, you know, fortunately, we had a lot of running backs running to our arms. So that helped out.
Talking with Adam Carriker here on the Jared Crick Show, the second edition. Adam, before we let you get out of here, because we'll get – We'll get Crick's thought on this as well. How tied are you with what's going on in Lincoln? And boy, the new staff seems to be reaching out to some of the older staffs, like when you were playing and Coach McBride and before all of that. Just any thoughts on what's going on in Lincoln right now?
I'm excited about it. When Coach Riley was first hired, I was a little surprised. But I'm fairly familiar with him just being from the Northwest, and I was there when he coached at Oregon State. And my parents still live up there, so we kind of have an idea what he's about. But after I got over the initial surprise, I was pretty excited just because I'm familiar with him. But then one of the things I really like is he seems to be – he reminds me of a lot of Tom Osborne in ways. Just a very classy guy, very do-right guy. Going to represent the university the way it should be represented. And then not every coach that I've ever played for while I was there always embraced the heritage, if you will, and the tradition that is Nebraska. And a lot of former players always didn't feel the most welcome when they came back when I was a current player there. And so now it's nice as a former player myself to feel like, hey, they're embracing what we did. They're embracing what guys did before us. And we're all included. We're one big family. And that's how we're going to get Nebraska football, at least off the football field, translating onto the football field, back to being even better than it's been recently.
He recruited you, right?
Mike Riley?
Yeah.
No, actually, he left at the end of my high school career. Dennis Erickson was at Oregon State. He's the guy who actually offered me the scholarship to Oregon State at the time.
Crick, anything else for Carriker before we let him get back to nap time?
I do have to ask, man, who do you have at WrestleMania, the main event?
Oh man, I think you're gonna see Roman Reigns win. I think if you build this all up and then you have him lose, you've kind of defeated the entire purpose of what they've done to this point, winning the Royal Rumble, eliminating the most competitors a year ago, and then beating Daniel Bryan, who probably should be in the main event this year if you go by what the fans want. So if you have him beat the Beast and everything that Brock Lesnar's done, you've created a new superstar and you have laid out a path for your future. Whereas if Brock wins, you kind of you cemented the present, but now who's going to be the guy to carry you into the future? So I'm going to go with Roman Reigns. And I will say this. I forgot to mention, I met Randy Orton because he's from St. Louis, and I played in St. Louis. So we went to the same Gold's Gym to work out quite a bit. He was always a very quiet guy. Met him a couple times, didn't say a whole lot, very kept to himself. But he was an interesting guy. So I also had the chance to meet him, too.
Yeah, dude, I agree with you. I mean, yeah, like you said, it's all stories, you know, in wrestling and leading up to that. I mean, realistically, I would always, you know, I'd go Brock Lesnar, you know, 100 times out of 100. But, you know, like I said, it's a story and they got to tell the story. And, you know, I see that too. But like you said, everybody wanted Daniel Bryan. And, you know, I probably would have liked to see Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar, although it's probably a little more realistic to have, you know, Roman Reigns beat Brock Lesnar opposed to, you know, Daniel Bryan, even though everybody likes him. But, yeah, I agree with you, man. And, I wish you the best of luck at the Vet Combine, man. I hope there's a way that, you know, guys like us can, you know, watch it and, you know, see what's going on with it and everything. And, again, man, I wish you the best of luck. We'd love to have you in Houston. So if that's ever an option, man, I say pull the trigger, brother.
I appreciate it. I think it's going to be on the NFL Network. I'm not sure exactly when, but I think they're taping it and they're going to play it later, so.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. Adam Carriker here on the Jared Crick Show on ESPN Radio. Hey, Adam, thanks for the time today, and hopefully we can do it again. Be good.
Thanks for having me. Anytime.
Take care. You watch UFC, Crick?
I watched one fight. I think it was the Dos Santos Velasquez. I think it was a heavyweight title fight. I'm not sure if those two were in it, but I try and keep up with it. You know, UFC fights are so short that you have two hyped up guys, and then, you know, one dude will tap out in 20 seconds. Like, wow, you know, you pay $60 to watch a pay-per-view just for that. And, like, you know, Ronda Rousey, you know, just the past weekend, you know, had a girl tap out in, what, 14 seconds? And that was supposed to be, you know, the most hyped up fight in the winter. So, you know, I try to watch it. It's kind of fun, you know, but at the same time, it's kind of boring.
Well, if you watch, because I was busy working, so I didn't get to see the Rousey deal. But so I try to watch it, and of course, online, you got to find the right spot. But I'm going, how did she, in such a short amount of time? I mean, that That was like the length of my dates, Crick. I mean, it's like 14 seconds. What are you telling me, man? That's crazy.
Didn't get your money's worth.
No, no. Glad to have you along with us on The Jared Crick Show. Jared Crick joining us. Of course, we'll talk a little bit about the Haymakers. Boy, they've had a heck of a run here and about everything they've done recently and Big Red and what's going on in Houston. We don't think that they necessarily franchised anybody yesterday, did they?
No, not that I heard of. I haven't really heard about anything. You know, I try not to keep up on, you know, too much. I don't check the ESPN as much as I probably should. But as far as my team goes, yeah, I haven't heard anything. I know they were talking about Andre Johnson a lot. But, you know, other than that, I haven't heard anything.
Well, it is the Jared Crick Show, and we let you introduce all the guests today. So have at it, big fella.
Awesome. Well, next guest is a good friend of mine, a Midwestern boy. You know, everybody seems to know him. He won Defensive Player of the Year twice already. And, you know, great friend. Obviously, he's a great football player. But, you know, Betty is a better person. And, you know, I'm very blessed, you know, have him as a teammate and call him a friend. And, you know, J.J. Watt, good to have you, buddy.
Crick, good to have you, man.
I'll tell you.
Lasker, good to talk to you. Looking forward to it.
JJ, thanks for the time. I'll tell you what, you've been on some lesser national ESPN radio shows, so just welcome to the Jared Crick Show, the highlight of 2015 so far.
Thank you. No, it's big. You know, typically during my downtime, I really try and stay as much away from media as I can, but I mean, I can never turn down an opportunity to be on the Jared Crick Show. He's not only a heck of a player, he's a great guy, and really fortunate here over the last few years to be able to get to know him. So thank you to Nebraska for letting us have him for a little while.
He's pretty humble, and so I just want to start the chat out here with what has Jared Crick, he has just stepped up to make you the all-pro that you are, get you to the Pro Bowl, get you that beautiful contract. I mean, it's all Jared Crick.
100%. No, it's 100%. And, you know, the funny thing is, I mean, you joke about it, but it really does make just a massive difference for me because everything is a moving piece, and every piece has to do its job for there to be success. And so having Crick on the other side, and he's such a staple. He does his job. He does it so well. He's really good at what he does. And so for me on the other side, it's just nice knowing that there's a guy over there that he's going to take care of his job. So then all I have to do is worry about taking care of my job on my side. And it's a lot of fun, and I think he's really starting to come into his own here. He's gaining confidence as he goes, and he's making some big plays. So it's been a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see plenty more RKO celebrations as we go forward.
Now, I know most of this session here, the next 10 minutes, hopefully won't be overly serious, so I'll ask one more semi-serious question. Crick, we talked about this, just making the team, coaching change. Will I still be on the team? How will they see this? So, JJ, I'll ask you, what did you see from Crick in the last 2 years? Because obviously this last season was his best statistic-wise, snaps-wise, more playing time. What did you see when he was kind of on that bubble the first couple seasons?
I see him really coming into his own. I see him, he's gaining a bunch of confidence. He's going out there and he's starting to let loose a little bit more, and he's starting to play more freely. And but the best thing about him is he does his job so well. He knows his assignments. He knows what he's supposed to do. He shows up every single day ready to work and ready to put in the time. And he's always in the right place. And it's so fun to watch. And now it's starting to come to fruition. And he's starting to make those plays that maybe a few years ago we didn't have the opportunity to make. So it's been really fun to watch. And I think that's what I'm most excited about this year is seeing him go out there and make even more plays and really blossom into that full player that he can be. Because it's so much fun, and I love it when somebody else makes a play. It's just so much fun to go over there and to celebrate and everything. And like I said, that RKO has kind of become his thing, and it's pretty fun. And so I'm not a huge wrestling guy, so I'm not even 100% sure about it. But I think it's pretty cool. And last year I tried to jump in on it, and Crick looked at me like I was a moron. So I'm learning.
What do you think about that, Crick? Is that all accurate?
Yeah, I mean, the RKO is my thing. I mean, no one could touch that, which obviously, I don't know. But, yeah, I agree with Jay. I mean, all I needed, I felt the entire time, you know, I've been down there, I just needed the opportunity. And, you know, this year I earned the starting job, and, you know, I ran with it. I did that at Nebraska. I knew that I'd do that here. Like I said, I just needed that opportunity to show what I could do on a consistent basis. Even as a backup, you get in, you know, here and there. Some snaps you'll have, you know, way more than the others. Some snaps you'll barely get in at all. And that's, you know, kind of how it was the first 2 years for me. I didn't really get in a rhythm. But, you know, this last year I was, you know, a steady starter throughout the season. And I just, you know, the more reps I got, the more confidence I got. And obviously having a guy like JJ, you know, on the other other side. You know, he has tons of confidence in his own right, and it just made me have a little bit more knowing that, you know, he's gonna, you know, he's gonna make plays for himself, and he's gonna, you know, open it up for the rest of us. So, and that's what happened. And you know, it was kind of the same thing when I was with Sue at Nebraska. You know, he kind of started it off, and I did my part, and then, you know, it kind of goes back and forth. It's just kind of a relationship thing. And, you know, having, you know, Ryan Pickett, you know, a 14-year vet also helped out. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun. You know, this defensive line is a family, and, you know, everybody will say, you know, we're the closest-knit group in the NFL, and I believe that, even though I haven't been on another NFL team. So just the camaraderie we have, the brotherhood that we have, and, the you know, the fact that we'll do anything for each other, you know, on or off the field, it really, you know, really builds us to what we are.
J.J. Watt with us here on the Jared Crick Show on ESPN Radio. Tomorrow we'll go back to the Doug and Daddy Show because Crick signed a one-day contract, so that's the way that usually goes. You keep mentioning Sue. I suppose the salary cap wouldn't allow him to come down and play with you fellas, would it?
No, doubtful. But, you know, if he takes a huge pay cut, he might want to come down. I don't know. We got a good thing going, so, you know, who really wouldn't want to jump on our ship?
J.J., I mean, we know you were good at Wisconsin, but come on. You weren't this good at Wisconsin. You've also blossomed a little bit.
Yeah, I think just as you go, you start to learn more and more. And I mean, I transferred into Wisconsin after playing tight end at Central Michigan. So I'm still learning the position. I'm still learning the ins and outs. I'm still learning the intricacies of the game. And every single day that passes, there's something new that I learn. There's some, whether it's watching film and I see something that I can take advantage of, or whether it's in the weight room or out on the field trying to perfect a move or trying to find a different way to attack something. There's always ways you can get better. And so I think ever since I've been in the league, and obviously being out of college and not having classes and things and being able to focus 100% on my job, it's been a lot of fun every single day to try and find ways to improve.
Crick, you mentioned J.J. says tight end. You said you thought you could be a tight end at Nebraska. How does a tight end turn into defensive end? What from the talent standpoint translates at that position?
It's just how it works, man. If you want to be a good DN, you got to be a tight end first. I mean, you got to learn the hand-eye coordination, the footwork, you know, the speed. You know, it just goes hand in hand, really. And you know, I don't know what it is exactly. It's scientific, and we won't get into that today. But you know, there's something to that.
I got to know. I got to, because Nebraska fans, give me your thoughts now. Even though he's not the coach there anymore, how quirky was Bielema?
You know, he's a good coach. Having come from Iowa and then coming to Wisconsin, obviously now into Arkansas, but you know, being at Wisconsin, I think there's that little bit of Nebraska connection there with Barry Alvarez and everything. We really like what they did with the walk-on program and things like that. So I think there's a lot of correlation between the Wisconsin and the Nebraska programs, and obviously have just an immense amount of respect for what they've been able to do and the history and tradition behind the Nebraska program. So I think there's definitely a lot of correlations there, and I think there's also a whole lot of mutual respect for the program.
Crick, what's it going to take for you boys to take the next step? We know how great the defense is. It seems like if we could get you an all-pro quarterback, obviously that would help. But, I mean, you've got Foster, you got Johnson, you got some young talent. If the Dallas Cowboys can make a run, my team, of course, now Houston is one, you know, Dallas 1A, Houston 1B. It's kind of sickening to root for Texas teams like that. What do you guys need?
You know, I think defensively we're fairly well, you know, set. You know, at the end of the year we started, you know, really finding our own way, and we really started to come on, and, you know, we were playing great football there, I think, the last four games of the year, and, you know, we were pretty much unstoppable. But, you know, I think we just need to keep that going. You know, we'll get back to OTAs and, you know, get back together, and, you know, everybody hopefully is there. Then, you know, we all know what we're going to do, and, you know, we're going to work hard. But as far as offensively goes, you know, that's so much out of our control. You know, we hope that, you know, that they get some, you know, good talent if they need it, and that they just come along as we have as a defense. So,
well, you put the big guy over on the offensive side of the ball a few times this year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you're going to have J.J. at tight end, at least have me at the other tight end or fullback or something, and, you know, if Grease comes back, put him at running back, and we'll be all right.
That's what we all want to see. I think that's what all the fans want to see. You put Grease, you put Pickett back there in the backfield, then people are going to start just moving out of the way and letting him walk in.
What is being, we don't know. I mean, we're just Joes talking on the radio. You guys are the college and NFL superstars. And it seems like there's such a, at that level, division. I mean, the defensive guys do what they do, and the offensive guys do what they do. Is it frustrating?
No. I mean, I think that you're at the end of the day, you're still a team. I mean, you're still, no matter how much there is that separation, maybe out on the practice field and things like that, you're still a team, you're still a family, and you're still going out there trying to accomplish one goal as one. So there's not frustration. It's just, as a team, you have to find out what you need to do and what your role is in creating the best possible opportunity for your team to win. So it's not like anybody's trying to point fingers. Nobody's trying to go out there and say, hey, we need you to step it up. We need you to step it up. It's, as a collective team, everybody needs to know their role and accomplish it.
Yeah, dude, I agree with you there. And, you know, a lot of people don't know, you know, our D-line coach who just went to Denver, you know, JJ would come off, we'd have a three and out, JJ would have a sack or something. He'd still come over and scream at us for something that we did wrong, you know, on first down or something. So we don't really get a chance to really see what the offense is doing anyway. We're kind of trying to, you know, hide and things of that nature.
Crick, what do you got for? I know JJ's got to, he's got to get back up to the country home and get that all situated here, you know. So, what do you got for us? You got some grilling to do here of Mr. Watt?
I just
got
to know, man. I hope you put some good, you know, roll cages on your ATVs, bro. I mean, I know you're probably tearing it up there with all your toys. So, I just be safe, man. Get the best safety you can and buckle up.
I appreciate that. I actually I just blew out the power steering on the UTV. A couple days ago, so she's out of commission for a little bit, but I'm currently building a big gym, like a big sports complex out in the backyard. So my goal is to have it done so that next off season we can have the guys come up and maybe have like a training session. Then there's going to be a basketball court there too, so we have like some sort of 3-on-3 tournament or something between position groups or something like that. I feel like we could put together something cool. So that's in the works. That's what's going on up here at the cabin. So yeah, I think it'll be fun, and I can't wait to get back down there and get to work with everybody. Should be good.
Yeah, man, there's nothing more Midwestern than working hard in the weight room, in the, you know, the practice field, and then going out and, you know, tearing it up on ATVs or shooting guns or whatever. You know, Wisconsin, it'll, you know, I'm excited to go up there, visit. Like you said, you know, I know you're busy right now, but one of these days, man, we're going to have to get up there and see what Definitely. Wisconsin's about.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it. I hope everything's well down there, and we'll catch you guys soon. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Hey, J.J. Watt, thanks for giving us some time here, and take care of Crick, would you? We still know he's got that baby face, so, you know, we got to get
him. I'm fragile.
Yeah, he's fragile. He's fragile.
His dogs take care of him. Don't worry. Those things are bigger than I am. I'll take care of him.
J.J., thanks for the time. Have a great upcoming season, all right?
Y'all have a great one. We'll talk to you later. Later, Crick.
Hey, thanks, bro.
That's awesome. Thanks, man. And thanks for getting some great guests. We're not done yet. Jared Crick with us here on the Jared Crick Show on this Tuesday. He's the face right now. I mean, I thought he was the MVP. I mean, I honestly did, even though I know it's easy to say, well, he's Crick's buddy. He's playing for the Texans, and we're rooting for him. We're watching him more. But I honestly thought he was the MVP. Did you guys kind of get into that when that talk started to see if there was just a little something you could do to push him over the edge? Because for a defensive guy to get that kind of award would have been incredible.
Yeah, I think, you know, JJ did everything he could have did to deserve that award. And obviously, you know, it's a shame that he didn't get it. At the same time, he got defensive MVP, though. That's a big deal. That's, you know, the highest award you can get as a defensive player. And, you know, there's so much politics in the NFL. You know, JJ wasn't mad that he didn't get it. Obviously, you know, that would have been awesome for a defensive player to get that. But you have to do so much to really be even in the, you know, we have a chance to win the overall MVP. So, like I said, I thought he did everything he could have. I mean, he had all the stats. He had touchdowns. And, you know, if he's not going to win it this year, you know, I don't know what it's going to take. And it's probably not ever going to happen if, you know, that's the case. So, I don't know. Maybe JJ opened some doors. Maybe this year people thought, you know, hey, you know, this guy should have made it and he should have won it. And, you know, maybe next year if he has a better year, you know, he might win it. Maybe someone else on the defensive side will win it. You know, that'd be awesome. That'd be great for defensive players in the NFL. But, like I said, he had a great year. He was a great leader. And, you know, obviously he's a great football player. And, you know, like I said, I'm very excited, you know, play with him, you know, professionally. And, you know, on a professional note, but also to have him, you know, as a friend. Obviously, we have a lot in common. We're around the same age. We're from the Midwest, so we have the same values, and that makes it a whole lot easier, you know, to go to work every day knowing I'm going to work with a guy like him.
And he takes care of some of his money, obviously. He wants to have a little fun, but you guys all have your charitable organizations, and you spend time. Give me just a minute on that part of your life and that part of all the football players' lives, because everybody wants to try and give back to whatever the community right. or whatever their concern is, whatever their item is.
Well, our organization, you know, we're great, and it starts, you know, from our owner, Mr. McNair. He's great with giving back to the community through the United Way, through his, you know, various charitable contributions, stuff like that. And, you know, it trickles down from then on to us. And, I'm going to try and start my own thing, you know, here pretty soon. What that's going to go to, I'm not sure yet, but, you know, I want to get back and, that I have a name for myself down there. And, you know, people kind of know who I am now. I'd like to, you know, try and get into something, probably with the help of JJ, who has his own charity, which every spring we have a softball game, and a lot of people show up. It's the AAA park down there in Houston, and we play softball. It's fun, but it's competitive, and people seem to love it. So hopefully that keeps growing, and that just gives more publicity to all the charities that we give to, and all the good things that we're doing. But again, it starts with Mr. McNair, and he does such a great job with leading us down the path of being charitable and giving back, because the community, they love their football. They're obviously Houston, Texas, and they're thankful for having a football team, and they support us. So we got to give back any way we can.
All right, we got to take a break here. What do we got coming up? Who we still got coming up on the Jared Crick Show?
Well, we're gonna have Clayton Anderson, native of Hastings. Played at Hastings College, was a good football player, but most people know him for going into space. So you're on the Rolls Royce of radio shows right now. So We have a variety, and hopefully we get my my guy Terrence on, Terrence Moore from Nebraska, playing Canadian football right now. So it's always a good time talking to him, so hopefully we can wake him up and get him on the show.
We'll take a break. The Jared Crick Show continues after this.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just a great happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll stay with mostly cloudy skies today as temperatures will steady at around 30 degrees. Northwest winds will become gusty at 15 to 25 with some isolated snow showers possible. We'll fall to 9 above for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now it's 28.
Jared Crick Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, worldwide at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, a big sponsor of the Buffalo County Fair. And I'll tell you what, two things that fired me up today. Jared Crick Show And then I've known about this for a while, but the official announcement, you know, you're talking Midwestern boy, you're talking country, you're talking shooting, you're talking riding ATVs, Crick. Alabama's playing concert July 24th right here in Kearney, America, front row for this cat. I don't know if you're big into Alabama.
Never heard of him.
Oh, no, you're so young. You're so young, man. It's like the greatest country band of all time. See, that's what I'm afraid of. We've missed the generation gap there, but I think it's going to be a great show. It is coming up July 24th, Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Midway will be there, as they always are, supporting the community. And, of course, if you need a new or pre-owned vehicle, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac in Kearney is the place to be. Exceptional deals and the hassle-free price every single day. Like them online at thinkmidway.com, where you can also see all of their inventory. And, of course, you can like them on Facebook as well. ThinkMidway.com and the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac in Kearney. Got a lot going on. Boys District Basketball will continue tonight. We've got Adams Central and Aurora on 1230 KHAS. Wilcox, Hildreth, and Riverside on the Breeze, 94.5. Amherst, Kennesaw in Class D Finals tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. Then the Girls State Tournament will get underway on Thursday. And the Jared Crick Show rolls on. You know this guy a little bit. Big T.
T-Mo. What's up, bro?
Nothing much. Just hanging out. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. You know, I got my own show for the day and kind of doing whatever we want, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Hey, you know I'm always here, man.
Terrence Moore with us here on the Jared Crick Show. Jared Crick, and I'm playing second fiddle today, as I used to always do. Doug Duda with you on this Tuesday. Terrence, now where are you at? Tell us what's going on with the Terrence Moore Show.
You know, man, I'm just really hanging out, just living, man. Just still living the dream, still doing the football thing. Just signed with an AFL team. I'll be headed out there here in a couple of days. The season starts up pretty soon. And besides that, just working on some other stuff. I'm doing a lot of work with kids and stuff. That's something I enjoy doing. And just staying on top of my training, really. You know, life is pretty good right now. I can't complain.
What team did you sign with?
San Jose Sabercats.
Cali.
Yeah, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that, Crick. He's got a little sunshine on his shoulder.
Yeah, he's going to be on the beach.
Well, we talked with Carricker trying to come back off the injury. We talked with Terrence, who's been in a variety of stops. What are you looking for? Obviously, this could be a stepping stone on where you want to go. What are you expecting out of this next stop in your career?
Well, the thing is, I'm not really expecting anything, but I am really, I'm just letting the Lord lead me where he wants me to go, you know. I understand at this point in my career that everybody has their own journeys. Everybody has their own roads they have to take to get to where they're going. This is just mine, and San Jose is my next stop. Now, where we go from here, I don't know. We'll see, but that's the exciting thing about it, you know, the anticipation, you know, the not knowing. It's the best part to me. It's exciting.
Did you have a choice of a place that you could go, and you just ended up picking San Jose, or what was the thing there?
Well, I had been up in the CFL for the past 3 years, mm-hmm. and I got let go at the end of last season, so I talked to a few different AFL teams after that, and San Jose seemed to be the best fit for right now. You know, they're pretty established in that league. They have some great owners that take care of their players, take care of their team. So, and it's out in Cali, you know, 75 degree weather every day.
Yeah.
So why not, you know? Why not go out and enjoy the experience?
Terrence Moore's with us here, part of the Jared Crick Show on ESPN Radio. We've talked to some players before, and Brett Maher, former Husker kicker from right here in Kearney, he's up there right now, but at least not this second, but playing in the league. What's it like just being in Canada? How much of a culture difference is that?
Well, it really depends on where you are to, you know, see how big of a culture difference it would be. Where I was in Hamilton, it's not that big of a difference. You know, we're about 45 minutes away from the border. So, you know, it's a lot of mixed culture going on there. But the further you go up, you know, you get into more French-speaking, French culture, you know, where all they speak is French, and all of their signs and menus and stuff like that is in French. And it's pretty cool, actually. I liked it up there a lot. I know with Maher, he's out in Ottawa, so he probably gets to see a little bit more French than I did. But, you know, traveling around for the different games and stuff and getting the experience, you know, just a different way of life up there. It's a great experience, and I loved it.
That's sweet, man. You gonna take 93 down with you to San Jose?
Actually, I'm trying to give me a single digit number. Give me like number 9 or something.
is there significance behind that?
For a big man, you got to try at least one time to get you a single digit number at some point. That's my opportunity.
You got to get you a number 1 and wear a dark visor, all black visor.
I just wear all black uniforms, you know. They wear green. I just wear all black and number 1.
Terrence Moore, former Husker, and the thing about Terrence is obviously, Crick, you guys have some stories from the playing days.
We have some stories.
Share a couple that we can talk about on the radio.
Oh, one of my favorites. I don't know if Timo's going to want to go ahead and tell this story himself or if I should just go ahead and knock it out, but Oklahoma State 2010. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Let me see. Keep going.
There may or may not have been a yellow flag thrown in our direction.
I think I do remember that night.
Do you want to tell him or should I?
Nah, you go for it, buddy.
Okay, well, I'm gonna start it out. Timo and I are on the sideline doing our usual thing, you know, daydreaming or something. Offense is on the field, and there's a deep pass or something. It's caught, and, you know, the ref's, you know, he's way ahead of us, so he's backpedaling, and, you know, Timo and I are not paying attention to anything. You know, all of a sudden you see the ref come closer and closer, and, you know, we're pretty much on the field, and all of a sudden you just see this ref go down, and, I mean, he's on. Oh, my bad.
Oh, man.
Anyway, you look, and Terrence has this look on his face like someone, you know, he just witnessed somebody die, and all of a sudden he's like, yeah, we got to get out of here. We got to go sit down now. So, you know, I didn't know that Terrence tripped him at first. I just thought the ref, you know, either aided or tripped on his own. And, you know, so we're on the sideline and not too much longer. What was it? Coach Carl or Coach Bo that came up and started screaming.
I think Bo came from me. Eventually, he had to do some research to see who it was that tripped the ref first. But once he found out, he came from me.
Oh. What was that like?
It was pretty hilarious, actually. I think it was Niles had caught a deep pass and took it in for a touchdown. And like Crick said, we were on the field, kind of on the field, and the ref didn't see me, and he just ran up behind me and kind of just tripped over me. And we just made that eye contact, and I knew it was over. I saw him reaching for the flag, trying to throw it. He's stumbling as he's getting up, and he threw it, and we just had to get out of there. I couldn't be on camera as the guy who just tripped the ref on a big play for us. So I got out of there. I fled the scene.
What was there any repercussions at the next practice for something like that?
Oh, nah. We won the game, and I think we won it pretty good. So there was no consequences for me that time. I dodged a bullet that time.
Well, so that's a Crick story on Terrence. You got a story on Crick, Terrence Moore?
Ooh, let me see. I have a bunch of stories on Crick. I don't know how many of them I can actually share on the air, though.
Those are the best ones. Those are the best ones. Does he have one, Crick? Does he have one he can tell?
Yeah, there's got to be one or two that he can tell. Whether or not he remembers or...
I have. that I have a little story about a certain song that Crick brought to my attention. I was senior year. This was his favorite song. I don't know if you want me to tell everybody that this was his favorite song back then.
I know. No way, that was my favorite song. That was just a song we listened to. Don't lie.
Nah, it was Crick's favorite song. He listened to it all the time. And I used to jam to it with him a little bit, but it was more his song than mine.
What was the song, Crick? What do we want to know?
I don't even know the name of it, tell you the truth. I know how it goes, but I forget the name.
It was Dancing in the Dark by Dev. I think her name is Dev, D-E-V. Look it up. Look up the video. Crick loved it. He loved it so much. He talked about it all the time with me. And we jammed to it a little bit on the plane ride a couple times.
I think we got it. We'll pull that up here. That there is such a person.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Crick.
Oh, yeah. Play it one time for Crick.
It wasn't that it was my favorite song. It was the dance we did to it. That was the best. People are going to kick me out of this state.
Wow.
We did cut a little bit of rug back in the day. Just a little bit, though.
The Jared Crick Show. We've got Terrence Moore on today. Crick, what else you got for Terrence before we roll on?
Man, I'm going to come see you here one of these days, bro. Haven't been in the Lincoln for a while, but one of these days we're going to reconnect and we're going to tear it up like we used to.
Hey, man, you know I'm here. You know I'm always ready for you.
Hey, when do you, buddy. When do you go to Cali?
I leave Thursday.
Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty soon.
100%.
You make your way out there. I'm there too, man.
Hey, I like Cali.
Cali,
I know you do. I know you do.
Well, let's get him out there then. What do you say, Crick?
Hey, I'm all for that.
Terrence, hey, thanks.
Get him out there.
Hey, give us thanks for the time here on the Jared Crick Show today, and best of luck. Hopefully you get out of it what you want.
Definitely. Hey, I appreciate you, man. You guys have a good rest of the day.
You too, bro. Thanks, D.
Terrence Moore joining us here. Jared Crick Show rolling along. Boy, enough that you can write a book?
Yeah. I mean, Terrence and I, obviously we came in together ever since we were freshmen. We first roomed together when we got to Nebraska the summer of 07, I think it was. And, you know, we've had that connection ever since. Obviously, we were with each other every single day, being on the D-line together. And, you know, Timo's just a great guy. You know, a great friend. He always has been. And, he's going to be one of my brothers for life. And the experiences that we had together, you know, all of them were good experiences. It's not like we got in trouble together or anything, but, just the stories that him and I have, and, you know, along with like Baker Steinkuhler, Justin Jackson, you know, guys who have been with us for a while. It's, it was a lot of fun and made my experience at Nebraska, you know, way better. If without Terrence there, I don't know if, I had the experience or have the career that I had out there.
So was this like a locker room dance or was this a practice field dance?
No, what happened is after every win, and Terrence isn't being completely truthful, it wasn't my favorite song. It was just a song that came on the radio one day that everybody just kind of made a joke of. Anyway, after a win, we jump on the plane, and, you know, Terrence and I sat next to each other. So someone would throw it on, you know, the speaker, not the airline speaker, but someone would have a speaker, you know, out of their phone or something. And, you know, they'd start blaring it, and, everybody, not just Terrence and I, but everybody would kind of get into it a little more than we probably should have.
Well, we need to take a break here on the Jared Crick Show. We're going to go into space with a special guest. We go astronaut from Hastings. Mr. Anderson will join us right after this.
Safety is more than just carrying a gun. It's knowing how to carry. The Nebraska Safety Center in Kearney offers a concealed carry weapon class that meets all the requirements to earn a concealed carry permit from the state. The 8-hour class, March 8th, includes classroom and range instruction. Participants must be 21, already proficient in firearm skills, and may not bring their firearms or ammunition to the classroom. More details and registrations are available on the Nebraska Safety Center website. Concealed carry class, Saturday, March 8th. Another service of the Nebraska Safety Center.
Back in time, a caveman, his name was Ugg, got tired of gathering nuts and berries, decided that meat was a neat treat.
Mine too.
Ugg was the first human carnivore. Ugg inspired others to try meat. They liked it too. Ugg now serves as the spokes caveman for Carnivore's Meat Supply. Dozens of cuts of fresh beef, pork, chicken, and fish. Early carnivores used to have to knock on cave doors to find meat. All you need to do is head to Carnivore's Meat Supply. west off 281 on Old Potash Highway.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
But Rocky guys are in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport... done right.
Holden, you haven't moved in hours.
I know. I need to exercise, but I don't have the motivation.
It's not like you have to run 10 miles or do 1,000 push-ups. All it takes is some physical activity. A short walk, a bike ride, or some disc golf.
That's it?
Just 30 minutes a day will add years to your life.
Wow. I can find that much time every day to be active. It might even be kind of fun.
For more information and helpful resources, check out ActivateBuffaloCounty.com, powered by Buffalo County Community Partners and Safe Routes to School.
All my waist through my hair. Think about it when you touch me there. Close my eyes, hear you out.
Doug and Daddy Show. So this is it, huh? Obviously, I'm not as hip as you are.
Don't judge Nebraska football based on us.
You gotta have some fun, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, especially after a win. I mean, it's catchy. You're on a dark plane. Got a bunch of your teammates with you. I mean, just let it flow.
Well, folks, coming up, we're going to take a look at the Cunningham's comedy clip. We've got that going your way. We've got a couple of other stories. Hey, congratulations, by the way, to the UNK men's basketball team. Connor Baronic, the conference player of the year. He and Ethan Brozik, all-conference first team. They end up tied for third in the conference. Then they go out and win last night to advance on to Kansas City for quarterfinal action. That'll be coming up on Thursday at 8:15. The Loper women play tonight at Central Oklahoma. Tahlequah, the only reason to go there is because that's where Carrie Underwood went to school, so that makes that cool, at least in my eyes. Central Oklahoma is where the Loper women play. If they win, they go on Friday. Two members of the basketball team for the Husker women, Emily Cady and Rachel Terrio, make second team all-conference. T. Laudermill, honorable mention. Haley Sample wins the sportsmanship award. The Jared Crick Show, was it important to win the sportsmanship award on the football team?
You know, I don't know how I won that. I really don't. I mean, it's not that I wasn't a good sport, but I didn't go up and beyond, you know, let people up and, you know, shake people on the back, stuff like, or pat people on the back, you know, stuff like that. I'm honored, obviously, but yeah, I was surprised, really.
Well, we're getting not totally away from the sports world, but I mean, this guy has the job. When I was little, Doug, I wanted to be an astronaut.
Everybody did, man.
Had nothing to do with Tang. Had nothing to do with drinking Tang, man. It just being up there, getting in the shuttle, that would have been awesome. So introduce our next guest here on the Jared Crick Show.
When I first got to Houston, this guy looked me up, gave me a ring, told me anytime I want, you know, I can go down and take a visit to NASA. And, you know, I took him up on his offer. And ever since, you know, he's been a good friend to me. He's always there if I need anything. And he's obviously a good guy to know. And it's, you know, not every day you can you know, say that you know a real astronaut who's been to space. So, Clay Anderson, good to have you, man.
Hey, Jared, how are you? It's good to be with you.
Not too bad, man. How's you still down in Houston?
Well, right now I'm at Iowa State teaching for a week, and then I head back to Houston toward the end of the week.
Awesome, awesome, man. How's the weather out there?
it reminds me of home.
Yeah.
in Nebraska.
I hear you there.
Clay, you got to go watch some wrestling over there. We got a Kearney boy, Dante Rodriguez, wrestling varsity. They're getting ready for Big 12s this weekend.
Oh, is that right? You know, Iowa State's always had a great wrestling program, but for me now, I'm awfully interested in their football program.
Well, and then they had a big basketball win last night, coming back and beating the pesky Sooners. I think they were down 19 or something crazy like that. But, hey, it's great to have you on here in the Tri-Cities. I know you have made a lot of stops in Hastings, and I just – there's so many different ways we could go with this, but what does an astronaut do when he's not in space?
Well, as Jared knows, I've retired a couple years ago, so now I keep busy by teaching at Iowa State, doing motivational speaking around the country and out of the country as well, and then I have a book coming out June the 1st that's entitled The Ordinary Spaceman.
What are we going to find in the book? What's it about?
Well, it covers essentially my 15-year career as an astronaut with a little bit in there about my upbringing as a kid, but most of it's about stories and lessons from my 15 years of trying to be and then ultimately becoming and finally flying as an astronaut in space. So I hope it'll be a fun read for people, not a you know, draggy technical read, but a good time.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, you told me a long time ago that you're getting ready to finish it, stuff like that. So that'll be, you know, awesome to get a hold of. Hopefully I can get a signed copy, maybe.
Oh, well, we might have to trade some Texans memorabilia for a signed copy, Jared.
I have Texans memorabilia. I can get you that.
See, I can't get any Crick stuff, so we have nothing valuable around here to sign. So the book, you've obviously done it, Clay. You found something that is worthy of Texan memorabilia.
Well, and that and Mexican food, right, Jared?
Yeah, especially. What's the place called? I forget already.
Mr. Hat.
That's right. Yep. Good food. I mean, good quesadillas. Really good.
That's your place, huh?
Yeah, I mean, well, I went down. Clay, his son Cole, is now at Iowa State playing football, just moved to tight end. You know, I went down there. He was throwing shot put, and if anybody remembers, I was pretty decent at shot put.
Yeah, you were okay.
Yeah, so I went down there, tried to teach him everything I knew, and hopefully it helped, maybe not. But, afterwards, you know, Clay took me into this Mexican restaurant down in Clear Lake where they live, and, you know, it's really good. And you'll find good Mexican food pretty much everywhere in Houston, but that place especially, he found a good spot, and they have his, you know, his picture on the wall and stuff like that. So, obviously, that's a little, you know, obviously you got to go somewhere where you're on the wall.
Are you on the wall anywhere, Craig?
I wish. Maybe you can put a picture of me
besides
somewhere.
Big Daddy's basement. Is there anywhere that you're on the wall?
If it's down there, that's all I need. I made it.
How'd you guys hook up? How'd you guys make contact first time?
What was it, Clay? Twitter?
Yeah, that. And then did your mom do something through her school perhaps as well?
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember.
They had like a space week or something like that. Yeah. But
and then go ahead, Jared.
Oh, I was just going to say that you were nice enough to give my mom's class a lot of NASA memorabilia, stuff like that, that I think to this day that they still, you know, carry around and treasure.
Well, absolutely. And one of the things I do as an astronaut from Nebraska, you know, when Nebraskans come to Houston for whatever reason, whether it be a temporary visitor like Jared, he gets drafted by the Texans and plays for the football team, I reach out to them and if I can, because I'm very proud of being a Nebraskan. And, you know, hey, who doesn't want to know an NFL superstar who was a Cornhusker superstar in the football field? And we reached out and were able to hook up. And I actually watched Jared at practice. I don't know if he remembers this, but in his rookie season, Barry Warner was a sports guy down in Houston who took a liking to my son as well and took us up to practice. So I'm always looking to get Texans down there where I can give them a tour because I think it's cool to have an astronaut show them around.
Well, I'll tell you what, a couple more on the astronaut side of things, because I've been interested in it most of my life. Actually got a little nephew that loves science, which is okay. So that's out there. I mean, you just don't see that with 9, 10, 11-year-old kids. But he's been able to go down there. There's a Lincoln guy, Dana Valish, works down there, and it's a friend of their family. So they've got to do the whole tour. What do you think of where the space program's at now, and what kind of advice would you give to youngsters that might be interested, like we all were?
Well, for the kids, I'd tell them to stay interested and stay in science and technology, engineering, and math, because there is a future there. Now, with regard to our space program, I hope it's a bright future. Right now, we're struggling because our budget is so low, and that's one of those issues that we have to hope that Congress and the president continue to value what we do in the space program and put money toward it, because that's the most important thing. But for me, kids that study those subjects and the commercial spaceflight aspect of what's going on today, that's going to make it possible for, I hope, many, many people, not just astronauts, to get the opportunity to go into space, whether it be a week stay at a space hotel or a trip up into space and around a couple orbits and then back home, or maybe just a shot a third of the way around the planet, much like Alan Shepard did back in 1961. But it's my dream that people will get the opportunity to see our planet exactly like I did.
Seriously, absolutely, how awesome was it? Can you even put it into words? Can you even put it into words? Thank God. Thank God our dreams weren't all crushed. Yeah, it wasn't much. You know, we went up, we came down, we floated around, we banged our head on some metal, and then we came back down. Crick, I don't know how you'd even get into a space capsule.
I don't think it's possible, because when we went on the tour, you know, we got to go through one of the command part of the shuttle, and you know, it was horrible. You had to climb over a bunch of gears and there were a lot of buttons, and I just don't think I could do it. I'd probably hit a wrong button and you know, they'd scrap the launch before you know I was even buckled in. So you know, it'd have been fun though if they make space shuttles a little bit bigger, and you know, in the future, and that's a possibility, I'm all for it. But right now, my claustrophobia would probably get the best of me.
You big wussy.
Yeah, I know it.
You ever find an astronaut that didn't know he was claustrophobic, Clay, till it was too late?
Well, yeah, I guess the way the story goes is there was back in the days when NASA would send up what they called payload specialists, and some of those guys came from foreign countries, depending on who we were trying to influence and partner with. And one of the guys apparently got to space and did have experienced claustrophobia, so much so that on later flights, we had a locking mechanism with a padlock for the external hatch so that they wouldn't accidentally open the hatch to try to get out. So, you know, that sounds pretty bizarre, but in the old days, it was possible. If you did it, you could blow the hatch, and that would be death to everybody on board. So apparently one guy had a little trouble with the claustrophobia.
Jeez. When are we going back up? When are we going back into space?
Well, we have people up there now. We fly them up and down with a Russian Soyuz capsule and a Russian Soyuz rocket, which is not the ideal thing for Americans, but it is transportation to and from the station. Now, with the commercial guys, the SpaceXs and the Boeings of the world, they're working very hard to develop a launch capability from America for America. And that is scheduled to hopefully be available in 2017. But until that time, we will be needing the Russians to carry us to and from. So the next launch, I guess the current crew, part of that crew's coming home in a few weeks, and then we'll be launching a new crew shortly to take their place. We keep it at six now, and three up and three down, and they rotate the crews out to keep a total of six.
Man, I can't. Now, 152 days, is that right, on the space station?
That was my first stay in space, right, was 152 days. And then I went back again about 3 years later for a 15-day resupply mission.
Can you tell us, just from a living standpoint, what did you do for 152 days up there, and I guess what did you miss most?
Well, we were very busy every day. We worked roughly, if you count our exercise period, which was about 2.5 hours, as work, and the administrative things you do, like communicating with the ground on emails and documenting things and recording data and stuff, we spent typically a 14 or 15-hour day doing the things we needed to do. Now, all of that wasn't hugely mentally taxing, and it wasn't all difficult, but it just kept us busy. We had Sundays off where we could just relax and look out the window or talk to our family on the telephone or on a video conference, and we worked half a day on Saturday, but we exercised every single day. You know, the things that were the most fun for me were looking out the window and taking photos of the ground and being able to float around in zero gravity. I mean, that was the ultimate way to live, to not have to worry about standing and sitting, and you could just fly like Superman every day.
Crick, what else you got for us here with our astronaut, man? Because I just, as I was looking at some stuff as we were preparing for him to come on, there's, again, we could talk for 3 hours.
Yeah, true. I was going to say, how many languages are you fluent in again, Clay?
Well, some would argue that I'm not too fluent in English, but English and Russian, and then I dabble with Spanish, but I've forgotten most of that because of my Russian.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember when we took the tour, you had met, a Russian cosmonaut that you went up mm-hmm. with, I believe, and all of a sudden, you know, we're walking, seeing all the space stuff, and oh, this is awesome. All of a sudden, you start, you know, seeing Clay just go off in Russian, and it's like, wow. I mean, I didn't know if that was mandatory at the time, or that was just, you know, something, to be courteous to your, you know, your fellow, cosmonaut, but or not fellow, but a cosmonaut, but. I just thought that was really cool, and definitely goes to show that the work you got to put in to become an astronaut, and it takes time. I mean, the stuff that Clay was telling me that all the schooling he had to do, he had his time in the military, and up until when we went to space, all that goes into it. It's just really mind boggling, and it takes a determined individual. And I've always been fascinated with space like everybody else, so I thought that was really cool. And especially to know somebody, especially from Nebraska, have an astronaut from Nebraska that you can call up anytime. And hopefully we're gonna make it down to Clear Lake here one of these days, and hopefully catch up with you guys again.
That would be great, Jared. And by the way, your shot putting prowess helped my son set his school record, but it was recently broken, so he was pretty bummed about that. But thanks for your kind words, man, and you're just as dedicated in your field as I am as in mine.
Oh, I do my best, man. I do my best.
So but before we let you go, what you can tell me is I could sit down with Clay Anderson and watch Rocky IV and understand everything that happened into it.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah, he could translate all the Russian. I'd know it all. Clayton Anderson, Hastings College. You got any stories before we let you go about Hastings College days that you want to share?
Well, I probably do, but I might get in trouble with some of them. But it was a great place to go to school. It was small enough where a guy with my limited talent could play several sports and participate in many things, which I believe helped me in my quest to become an astronaut. So I have fond memories of that place, and I hope to get back there sometime after the book is released to do a few book signings in that area. So keep a lookout and keep your ears open and follow me on Twitter and Facebook.
Awesome, man. Thanks for coming on. And you'll have to tell Cole, keep it up, keep working hard. And, we're excited to follow him now that he's tight end. There you go. Now next move is defensive end, and he's got it made. So,
absolutely, Jared, and thanks for having me on today. And speaking of your buddies that are defensive ends, tell that Watt guy that he's open for a tour when he wants one too.
Oh, we'll be back. Don't worry.
Okay. All right, man.
Clay, thanks so much for the time. Have a good one.
Thanks, Clay.
You bet, guys. Thank you. Take care, Jared.
Clay Anderson with us on the Jared Crick Show, formerly known as the Doug and Daddy Show. That's just awesome.
I got variety, man. I got defensive player and an astronaut, and the darkest secret of my college years, thanks to Terrence, but and wrestling, and we got wrestling.
The so. Dev, a little bit of everything. And, folks, they got a little bit of everything for you at the Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill. No one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. Their flame-broiled buffalo wings seared with your favorite sauces. Maybe you want some pizza, quesadillas, like the Crick mentioned earlier. He's a big fan of that. It's all there for you. Steaks, just an appetizer, maybe a salad. Tuesday, you get a little lunch special on the salads from 11 to 4. And don't forget, if you need their party room, it is there to accommodate any size of group. Take care of your graduation reception. Take care of just the buddies coming into town or maybe a work meeting. They'll take care of you. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill. Stop in and watch all your favorite athletic competitions. Have a cool one. Enjoy some food as well at the Chicken Coop. We will be back with more, our comedy clip, and a couple of other sports notes on the Jared Crick Show after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The 30th Annual Vital Signs Health Fair is March 28th and 29th at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Register now at marylanning.org. On the top row, find the red star in the words Health Fair. Click there and complete the registration form.
For those without computer access, contact Butler Vollen Funeral Home for registration help, weekdays 1 to 5 p.m. Either way, your packet will be waiting for you when you arrive at the health fair. Pre-registration is open now through 5 p.m. March 25th at marylanning.org or with help from Butler Vollen.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete & Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete & Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
It's time to kick off another great home season for the Nebraska Danger. Single game tickets are now on sale for this Saturday's home matchup versus the Wichita Falls Nighthawks starting at 7 p.m. The defending intense conference champions are back for their fifth big season of professional indoor football. Buy tickets at Area Pump and Pantry's Ticketmaster online or at the Heartland Event Center box office. Danger football is back with the hard-hitting, fast-paced action you love. This Saturday, your Nebraska Danger, fueled by Pump and Pantry. Be there.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At three times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
Doug and Natty Show with our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Here's one for you, Crick. The NFL plays a 16-game regular season schedule. They've been talking about tweaking that a lot. Should there be more games, less games, or leave it at 16? Now, more games is what everybody wants. So 67%, that's what everybody said, want more games. But what is it truly like? What do the players want?
Less is more when it comes to football. Obviously, we're okay with 16 regular season games. Maybe cut a preseason game because, you know, if you get beat out without going to playoffs, that's 20 games, 20 NFL games. And that's rough. That's, you know, 17 weeks with a bye week. And, you know, it's not easy. And I know people are going to say, oh, well, you know, you have no reason to complain, this and that. But, you know, guys get hurt. The more games, the more opportunity to get hurt. And, you know, it just wears guys down. You know, you come, you know, week 12, guys are almost cashed out. I mean, they're tired and they're fighting, you know, to get through playoffs. The only thing that's really on your mind is a ring. So that's your motivation. And that's the thing to keep going. So I say leave it, if anything. Maybe take that, you know, take away a preseason game. Obviously that, you know, hurts guys trying to make the squad. But, you know,
now that you've made it.
Well, yeah, it's easy for me to say, I suppose, but, you know, it's a long year, and, you know, training camp's long. It's long and hard. 2-a-days, you know, they're obviously horrible, but it's just a long year. At the end of the year, you're so beat that I don't think you can play any more games other than, you know, because you got playoffs right after that, so that's going to be tough.
Today we ask you about, because there was a big fight in the NCAA last night, the Texas game. Under current NCAA basketball rules, any player who leaves the bench during a fight or altercation automatically ejected from the game. Is that a good thing? And I think it's such a blanket rule. I mean, you walk off, you might be trying to break up the fight, doesn't matter. You might be the guy throwing the punch, doesn't matter. Now, you may get a little more internal discipline from your school, but I don't know. In this one, I say no, because then who's going to break it up? You're out there fighting. I mean, the 70-year-old referee can't get in the middle, and I'm not – that's not supposed to – I mean, because they are. Let's watch them, folks. There's a lot of the guys that have been in this for years. They can't step in between two college athletes and break that up. Altercations, unfortunately, happen from time to time. I think each one needs to be viewed on an individual basis. Do you have any true altercations on the field?
Oh, every play. I mean, you know, during the play, obviously you're banging and you're getting after it. But yeah, there's a lot of guys that like to do a lot of extracurricular stuff, and you know, you catch it, especially on piles. You know, some guys are so dirty that, you know, obviously you can understand what happens on piles sometimes. It's not always dirty, but you know, there's a lot of guys who do that, and you know, it's up to your teammates to have your back and get after it. And as far as basketball goes, I mean, it's kind of ludicrous to, if say one of your teammates is getting, you know, just pounded, no one's over there helping them, you're not going to not run out to the court. Even if you're not going to try and attack the guy, you know, winning the fight, you're going to at least try and break it up, help your teammates. So it's kind of a weird rule. But on the football field, I mean, every play there's always something. Somebody's always doing something.
Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com on our Midtown Mart. Cooler question. Well, every week we give you a chance to win tickets to Comedy Night at Cunningham's. It's every Thursday. They had a great show last week. We've got another one for you this week. 7:30, the early show. 10:30, the late show. Of course, with the early show, they come on in and they take care of you. You order what you want for your evening meal, and that starts just a little after 6, and then great comedy. So what we do is we play the Cunningham's comedy clip, and you can either email or call our comedy clip number, or you can also post on Facebook your name, your contact information, and then your answer, of course. All you need to do after we play the comedy clip is tell us the movie or the TV show it's from, or if it's a stand-up, who the actor or actress may be. So here is this week's, and I haven't heard it yet, so here is this week's comedy clip.
All right, let's hear what Mama has to say on the subject. Mama say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue. Well, folks, Mama's wrong again.
No, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong. Mama's right.
All right. Mama's right. Mama's right. Something wrong with his medulla oblongata.
Oh, man, that was just on a week ago, too. What movie, what actor, all you have to do is fire it off to our Facebook post or go to the Dead Popper inbox and fire off to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can call or text our comedy line and tell us what that's from. That's good stuff. Something wrong with your medulla oblongata. Correct.
I like the background crowd, and they'd clap and laugh, and then they'd and go back to laughing.
That's good stuff. Well, the Jared Crick Show with the Jared Crick. We've talked to a lot of the guys, but let's get a couple questions in for you here. As far as I looked when we were talking to Watt. They got you guys at 40-1 right now in Vegas, which is what we look at. You guys look at, you know, we got as good a chance as anybody. How much do you look at? I mean, you take care of yourself, and I know that's all player and coach speak. How much do you look at the talent the other guys, maybe just in your division, have?
You like to see, you know, what transactions people are making. You know, if you get, you know, someone gets a big guy, and especially on the offensive line, if they make a big, you know, big name offensive line signing, obviously you take note of it a little bit more. Maybe a quarterback, you notice what's going on, just like everybody else. If the team's going to get better through trades or through transactions, whatever happens. But at the end of the day, like I said, you're only really concerned about yourself. At the, you know, in the back of your mind, it doesn't matter who they put up against us. We're going to go against them. We're going to give it our all. So we don't really look at it too much. Obviously, we understand, you know, we're going to get some new players. Other teams are going to get better players. Other teams are going to get our players. And, you know, it's just the way it goes in this league. So you just got to keep an even keel and really try not to pay attention to it.
How did the coaching changes go in year one?
I thought it went fairly well. You know, we didn't know what to expect. Obviously, we were used to Cubs, and especially me. You know, that was the only thing I knew in the NFL was how Cubs ran things. And after, you know, our debacle, you know, 2 years ago, it was obviously awful. We knew changes were coming, but so you just kind of came in, and you know, whatever they throw at us, we didn't know if, you know, the coach were going to, you know, come in and try and, you know, put his foot down immediately and say, this is my ship now, this, that, make us do all this stuff to try and earn our keep, which to a point was true. But you know, you just, every day you went in, you worked as hard as you could, you try and, you know, get to know the scheme, and, you know, show that you're worthy of, you know, being on this team and that you can make an impact. And, you know, it just, you know, we all stuck together. Everybody stuck together. And I think that's really what helped it out. And, you know, Coach O'Brien, we knew that he was going to be good coming in, and he started relationships with us from the get-go, which really helped. And we learned the schemes fast. And, but I think, especially for me, having, you know, Coach Kohler, our defensive line coach, stay, that definitely made the transition way way easier for not only me, but like JJ and everybody else on the defensive line.
I won't ask a question. I'll just say the name and you can comment if you want. Jadeveon Clowney.
Potential. Has lots of potential. He just got to get healthy and really just got to get that kind of that NFL worth ethic. And I think if he does that, you know, he can be a good player. I've seen him beat a lot of good guys through training camp. So it's just he's going to have that. You've got to have that fire to want to be good. And I think he can do that.
And the Jared Crick highlight of last season was what? Do you have one instance?
Oh, man. Not that I had just, you know, pages and pages. But, you know, I think, you know, I had a pretty good game against Baltimore. And that was a kind of a turning point for us because we were, you know, on the fringe of whether or not we're going to make playoffs. But we had to beat Baltimore. And Baltimore was, you know, one of the better teams in the league at that point. And, you know, they came into Houston. I had a big game. And, you know, I won the – it's the I.W. Marks player of the game, which is, you know, a jewelry store in Houston. And that was a pretty big deal for me. That kind of made me feel like I solidified in myself through the season. And, you know, I'm, you know, made a name for myself, which I'm proud of.
Is that the point? I mean, because I'm guessing as we've talked with you throughout your career, it went from, God, will I get drafted? Where will I get drafted? Which team will I be? Will I make the team? Okay, I made the team. Will I get to play? Okay, it's second year. We got to go through all of this again. Was that kind of the moment you said, all right?
I think so. Because, I felt good once I won the starting job at the beginning of the year. But all throughout the year, if you paid any attention to Houston football at all, it wasn't about anybody else other than really JJ or what our quarterback situation was. So, and there was a lot of times, you know, I'd make a play or something and they'd say JJ's name instead of my name. So everybody's like, oh, JJ, JJ, you know, which I'm fine with, whatever. I'm not huge for, you know, myself. But yeah, it was kind of good to, you know, finally get some recognition for what I was doing. And, you know, towards the end of the year, we had a, you know, one of our D-line mates, you know, went down, who played third down. He's a pass rusher, and he went down. And so I stepped in on third down, and I had a couple sacks towards the end of the year. So once, you know, being called the player of the game, you finally getting some recognition, it felt good.
Jared Crick with us, and we'll wrap it up with a couple other sports notes here. Basketball last night, Grand Island saw their season come to an end. Omaha Burke in B, Adams Central and Aurora were winners, so obviously they play in tonight's district final. Grand Island Central Catholic clipped Gothenburg, so they're headed to state. So St. Cecilia after beating Ravenna, Bridgeport down Southern Valley, but it looks like Southern Valley's in on the wild card, and Aquinas beats Sutton from our listening area. We already ran down to what's going on in the world of basketball. And state wrestling and wrestling duels are over. And Hastings coach Brian Laux, they come off the best year they've had in over two decades. And Coach Laux is going to step down. He has been an assistant for 10 years and the head coach since 2009. And both these boys won state titles this year. So I guess he's leaving it in a pretty good spot there, Crick. It doesn't matter what your coach is. You got your boys winning titles and you've just had your best finish in 20 years. You're in pretty good shape.
I would say you've done all you can do.
Wrestling, big fan.
Competing
in wrestling?
I wrestled in middle school, and at first I was terrible. I mean, because I'd never wrestled before. You know, in Cozad, a lot of kids are, you know, wrestling since they're like 2 years old. So I was the kid that just moved to Cozad. I never wrestled in my life. And my seventh grade year, I was pretty bad. Eighth grade year, got the hang of it. And then obviously in high school, you got to pick between wrestling and basketball. I chose basketball, which, I mean, I don't know how I would have fared wrestling. Maybe I would have been all right, but. You know, I was happy I played basketball instead.
Did you ever go against a guy in football that you just knew, this guy must be a wrestler, just technique-wise? Because they talk about that quite a bit, how wrestling can help football, especially on the line.
Yeah, you can tell who the wrestlers are, too, because, you know, they're just put together, and they, you know, like you say, they're flexible and all that, and you go against them, and it's like, gosh, this guy, he really knows how to get me in holds and stuff like that, and he knows leverage stuff and whatever. But, yeah, you can tell. And then you'll kind of ask him, like, hey, man, you used to wrestle back in the day? Yeah, I was all state. I won state, like, five times. It's like, okay, cool.
I wrestled as a seventh grader.
Yeah.
It was all great. Folks, before we get out of here, I want to let you know about T&L Irrigation Systems. The 2015 irrigation season is fast approaching. I mean, that's what they use to water the turf down at Houston, so it would be good for you as well. Find out why so many growers are moving to T&L's hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems. Superior reliability, low maintenance, safety, and the simplicity of T&L's hydraulic design. Just a few of the reasons why you should have a T&L in your field this summer. Contact your local T&L dealer, or to find out more or just kind of get up to date on what your questions are before you go see your dealer, go online, TLIRR.com, TLIRR.com, to learn why T&L Irrigation Systems are like no other. Crickster, producer Brent's going to have like 65 things to catch on because we've just had a long show here today for our standards, but it's been great. Thanks for coming in and doing this and lining us up some great guests, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. I'm going to have to come in annually instead of, you know, once every 2 years because it's a lot of fun. I appreciate you letting me come in and act like I know what I'm talking about. So it's always a fun time, and I'm always glad to that when you ever call me to put me on the show, I'm always happy to do it. So,
well, we always appreciate the time. You're the best. And is there one thing that you look forward to doing when you come back to Nebraska now that it's limited time?
Really?
I mean, besides the show.
Just kind of just hang out. I mean, I haven't been home for, a long time. So it was good to kind of get in the house. My parents did some remodeling, so it was kind of cool to see what they did with my room, which really they took a lot away of my stuff and put in their stuff, which is all right. I guess that's how it goes. So
at least it wouldn't move up.
Yeah. At least I'm not having to pay rent to stay there. Not yet, anyway. We'll see how that goes.
Well, that's going to wrap things up here on the Jared Crick Show. Now, tomorrow, we are jumping in. We have got a ton of stuff coming up. We're going to hit a couple of the great baseball coaches, Rob Childress of Texas A&M, Paul Menary from LSU, because that's who the Huskers are playing this weekend down in Houston at the Houston Classic. Good week to be not down there, by the way.
Yeah, little,
as he's donning the Astros hat, by the way, they're playing at the home of the Houston Astros, plus Hawaii will be there. So we talk to those two coaches over the next 2 days. Also tomorrow, going to talk a little softball with Holly Carnes. Also tomorrow on the program, Brenda Van Langen from UNK, the Big Ten Network. We're going to get set for the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament. And Mike Riley has his spring football press conference tomorrow. Nebraska's new football coach will now get the guys on the field, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. Crick, spring practice compared to fall ball, any difference?
Not really. It's tough.
Still intense. All right, we won't practice. We'll just talk about it. Thanks for joining us, folks. So we'll see you tomorrow on, I don't know, the Doug and Daddy Show. Hopefully I'll be back. We'll see you then.
Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. Filling in for Mike Will, I'm Tyson Ivoronic with a check of your sports here on ESPN Radio. Hastings High is looking for a new wrestling coach as Brian Laux is stepping down after serving as the Tigers' wrestling coach since 2009. Before that, he was an assistant coach for 10 years. Hastings High finished 5th at this year's state meet and 7th last year. Both finishes are the best for Hastings High in 18 years. Out to the courts, the UNK men's basketball team beat Southwest Baptist 90-74 last night in the first round of the MIAA tournament. Connor Baronic scored a game-high 26 points for the Lopers. He grabbed 9 boards and had 4 assists, 4 block shots, and 3 steals. With the win, the 6th-seeded Lopers improved 18-9 on the season and will face 3rd-seeded Missouri Southern State on Thursday at 8:15 in Kansas City. The UNK women will open the MIAA tournament tonight against Central Oklahoma. Tip-off will be at 7 o'clock in Edmond, Oklahoma. The championship games in the GPAC tournament are set for tonight in Sioux City. In the women's game at 6 p.m., top-ranked Morningside will battle 3rd-ranked Concordia, followed by the men's game between Morningside and Midland. Big Ten Conference tournament gets underway on the women's side of things. Nebraska will be the number 7 seed for the Big Ten tournament that gets underway this week. The Huskers will play 10th-seeded Illinois on Thursday at 6 p.m. We'll have the game for you on ESPN 1550 KICS, beginning with the pregame show at 5:45.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
In high school basketball action last night, Hastings St. Cecilia won the C25 district championship with a 51-29 win